Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
sweet memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
love. Friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
of memory.
Oh, what joy.
My friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious
graves
of memory.
Oh, what
joy,
oh, joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word, Father, we thank you for it. Because without your word, Father, we'd be lost. And Father, we give you praise and honor and glory this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth to give us a chance, Father, in making heaven our home through eternity. Now, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, to be with us, and to give us the guidance, Father, that we need. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I've got just a little technical problem here. Let me get straightened out, and I'll be right back with you. I had a little problem with the YouTube, but we've got it straight now. Good to be with you this morning. Here, Matthew. We're about to get through the book of Matthew. Getting closer all the time. But we're getting into the part that would be good for us, but it wouldn't be very good or nice to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now here in 25, pardon me, we're going to be dealing here with a parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the talents. See, we're not done parables yet. Now, here in verse 1 of Matthew 25, it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Now here, we're dealing with about half and half. But with mankind, I don't think we can deal quite so. Now, verse 2. We found there in verse 2 where 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. 3. They were foolish, that were foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. And didn't take any oil for their lamps. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Now they're wanting to theirs. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say to you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know whether the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You see, that is a warning to you and I, is to be ready. Because we don't know when he's coming for us. As individuals, or as the church. But we know he's coming. Just as they did. But you see, there were 5 of them that hadn't prepared. What about you? You that will hear this morning, or as you download it and listen to it, are you prepared to meet him? Have you fulfilled plan of salvation? Is your life committed unto him and that you are living this word? Because if you're not, then you're going to hear exactly what these 5 foolish virgins heard. I know you not, and you'll not be able to enter in. It is just those moments that we have here on this earth really worth trading your soul lost and in a flame of fire for eternity? Just for a few moments. Because that's what it's like right now. I don't care how long you live here on this earth. That's just moments compared to eternity. And something you believe you just can't do without here, that will cost you your life and your soul for eternity, is that really worth it? No, it isn't. But there are a lot out there today that's doing that very thing. But when that day arrives, and they stand before him and hear that, I know you not, that's when they're going to find out exactly what they have done, what they have chosen for their life. And it'll be the biggest regret that they could ever even think of. What they have put their soul at risk of. Now, you see a lot of say, oh, Lord's not going to put anybody in hell. No, you're right, Dad. You're doing it yourself. You can't blame him. Once again, I'm going to share with you that he has gave us everything we need in order to make heaven our home. He sent his son, his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth. To be our sacrifice, to forgive us of all of our sins. Because you see, sin can't get into heaven. No. Sin's not going into heaven. And he sent him that lived and taught on this earth without sin. He committed no sin. But he went to the cross. He was beaten first. Almost to death. He had 39 stripes laid upon him. 39 licks is what he was given. But those licks put many, many, many stripes on him because what they used back then was what they called, or we would call today, a cat of nine tails. It wasn't just one strap hidden. It was many straps. And they were laced with pieces of glass and metal to tear chunks of the hide. That's the kind of pain the Lord Jesus Christ took for you and I. And it's by those stripes that we are healed. We have our healing today. Because of that, the word tells us, by his stripes you are healed. No mites, no maybes. You are healed. How's your faith? Can you accept it? But you see, that's not all. Then they took him to the cross and they nailed him to that cross. Took 6 hours for death to come upon him. Can you imagine the pain as he hung there on that cross? No, most of you can't. Because if you could, you wouldn't want to be trading him for anything this world has got to offer. Nothing that this world has got to offer. Now, but you see, mankind don't stop and think about that. Those Roman soldiers had learned exactly where to place those nails to where they would be aggravating the nerves, causing them to bring pain with every little movement and just the weight of the body against them. And how his back must have hurt as it would rub against that cross. And you're willing to trade him for just a moment or two of what you call pleasure here on this earth. When you're trading your soul for an eternity, pain that would be yours, that right now you can't even imagine. For eternity. Never ending and no way ever out. Put yourself there. You see, God didn't make you a robot. We have choices. But there's only two. We either live for him or we live for Satan. What about it? Now, when you go to him and you let him know, Lord, I am a sinner. He knows every sin you've ever committed. He knows it all. And he forgives those sins. Then you are to put him on to where you walk in him and he in you. Well, now, how do I do that, Pastor? You do that through baptism. And you want to be baptized the right way. Well, now, what's that? That is being baptized in his name. We're going to be getting to that in just a few more sessions. So, I'm not going into that right now. but you are to be baptized in Jesus' name. And then you are to be born again. That is in receiving of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. When you go to 1 John chapter 3 and find that, and you'll know that what I'm telling you is truth. That's when you become born again and you are sealed with God's seed, which is the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that lives within you to give you guidance, to give you knowledge and understanding, and to give you wisdom of using it, and letting us know what God is wanting of us. And he's also there to give you that power of Almighty God that was with the Lord Jesus Christ while he was here on this earth. You see, that all comes through the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. It's not you and your power that can do these miracles, that can do these healings, to heal the blind, the deaf, the crippled, and all manner of disease and sickness. It is the power of Almighty God working by the Holy Spirit through you. We can become his feet, his hands, his mouth, his eyes, his ears. But it's not us. It's not by our power. It's by his might that you and I can accomplish what he will ask of us to do. We come on down here now to verse 14. Get into another parable. This is the parable of the talents. 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. His goods. He's giving them of his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents. To another 2 talents. To another 1 talent. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Now he's telling us that he shared these talents with him when he took a journey. 16. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them another 5 talents. He's doubled it. What have you done with your talent? Because you see, God has gave all of his people talents. Those talents are given to us individually of what God will be asking of us and our ability to do it. And are we using those talents as this one with his 5 talents? 17, and likewise he that had received 2 talents, he also gained other 2. He's doubled his. 18. But he that had received, one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. He hid it. He's not using it. There's a lot of them out there today that are not using the talents they've got because they've let things of this world cover those talents up. They've been buried by the things of this world. Now, 19. After a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckons with them. He's come now to see what they have done. 20. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest me unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. He's doubled them. He went to work and he's doubled them. 21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. This is what this word is saying. Now, 22. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. They both are now entering into the joy of the Lord. 24. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strown. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. He didn't do anything with it. He let the other things. He says he dug into the earth. But what you're doing is you're letting the things of this world cover what God has given you and taken away what God wanted of you to do. And you'll be exactly in the same position this man was. And let's see what his answer was. In 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful. That word slothful means lazy. Servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and I gather where I have not strown. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. Take his now and give it to the man that's got 10. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. When you're not willing to work and do what the Lord asks you to do and use the talents that has been given unto you, you see what the outcome is going to be. And you'll not make heaven your home. You're going to wind up spending eternity in hell with Satan and his angels and those others that have done like you, that have took and had their talents also and done the things they wanted to do instead of being committed unto the Lord our God. Think about that. Think about it. Now, in 30, we see that he's taken away from you to give to those that have. But listen to 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. We know he's coming back one day and establishing his kingdom here on this earth for 1,000 years. But before that, he's coming for his church. Be ready. Jews, go to the Lord now. Repent. Start serving him. Get into his word. Find you a church that's going to preach the truth of God's word, that's going to let you know you've got to live your life free and clean. You cannot live it and make heaven your home by committing these same old sins over and over and over. They had that under the law. And that's what Jesus came to fulfill and to give you and I a new way. We cannot live that way on our own. That's why we need to fulfill that plan of salvation. Repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and then be filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And then we have him. We have heaven made as our home to eternity. Now, 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Now, 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Come and inherit this life here with me that the Father has prepared. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. You hear what he's saying? This is the Lord Jesus speaking. Now, 38, they ask, well, he says, When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. I'm asking you, think about this as we go into this next verse. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. What kind of fire? Everlasting. Prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, Satan knows where he's going. He's not wanting to go by himself, just him and his angels. He's wanting to take away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let him take you. The Lord our God has made a way out. Now, for I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Now they ask, or he's telling them what they're going to ask. Then, 44, then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger and a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. That's letting you know what he is expecting of you and I, and especially we as a group, which we are called church. That is what the church is all about. It is there to worship the Lord God. It is there to do the work he has wanted us to do here on this earth. And that is by helping those that are in need. And bringing them out so that they can receive, and they can have, and they can make heaven their home. Now, 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to me, to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life. You can't get it any more plain than that, but that is being mistaught in so many places today that it ought to make your heart cry. I mean, not just cry with tears in the eyes, but have the heart crying, aching, because of what is going on today on this earth. And a lot of the places are being called churches, and they are not doing the word of Almighty God. They're walking contrary to it. Keep them in your prayers. Keep praying that they will be away, that the Holy Spirit can get to them and speak with them and let them know and understand that they need to repent and turn and get back with Jesus Christ. and preach this word as it is written, not taken and redone and made over to make it say what they wanted to say. Because what they wanted to say most usually line up with what God has said through it. Let's keep it straight. And we're going to wind up just like them. I don't want that. You can talk about me. You can lie about me. You can lie on me. You can lie to me. You don't have to have a thing in the world to do with me. Because you see, that don't bother me because I know that it's not me that you're against. You're against the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day you're going to stand before him and you'll pay for what you're doing. Unless you find your way to the Lord Jesus Christ and get forgiveness and become that born-again child of the living God. Jesus told Nicodemus back in John, the Gospel of John chapter 3, that no one that is not born again can enter the kingdom of heaven. If you're not a born-again child of the living God, you can't make heaven your home. That's not my word. That is his word. Oh, now, Pastor, you know, we just don't believe things that way. Well, you don't have to. You can go right on believing lies and things. But I'm telling you, and I'm trying to warn you, now, and I'm going to read this. We'll be touching on it later, so I'm not going into it in a lot of depth. But I want you to know, in case you don't have your Bible with you, or I don't want you forgetting where it's at. So I'm going to read it to you so you'll know it is the Word of God. Chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. Verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There it is. Chapter 3, verse 3. Verily, verily. And verily, verily means pay attention. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We'll be getting into that not too many more days, because we cover a lot of scripture daily. Now, we have just finished with Matthew 25. We're going to stop here for the time being. Go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again we come in prayer and we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to thank you, Father, for this word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share this word and our friendship with each other, but that we can also reach out, Father, throughout the world through the means that we have today, Father, to share with others this thy word. Now help us, Father, to reach them. Help us, Father, by the Holy Spirit speaking to them, letting them tune in so that they can hear your word, Father, as we go through it. Because you know, Father, what our intentions are. Because, Father, you led us into this. And we thank you for it. To go through the Bible. Now, Father, open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can hold on to this word. It will be stored in our hearts so it's not forgotten. And it'll be there for the Holy Spirit to bring it forth, to help others to find the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation, to be saved, and to be able to become thy born-again children of your family, Father, and make heaven their home throughout eternity. Now, Father, help us all. Pastor Kenny, Pastor Dennis, myself, Father, we all have family members that are lost. I pray that the Holy Spirit can work within our families. Help us to bring them out of darkness and into light so that none be lost and all can be saved. Now, Father, you know what our needs are. We're putting our needs in your hands. We're giving them to you. Because you've told us that you will supply our needs. Now, Father, we're putting them all in your hands. And Father, we're thanking you for thy healing power. We're thanking you for healing each that are sick. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise your holy name. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Father. Glory. Glory unto you. Now, Father, be with us through this day. And help us, Father, when election time comes, to put the right people in so that this land and our government will repent of the evil it has done to its people and put our government back on the foundation which it was founded, in that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us now. Keep us safe. Keep us in health through this day. Bring us together again this evening at 6 p.m. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God. He'll walk with you.